Well, this morning, turn your Bibles to the book of Galatians, please. The book of Galatians. The book of Galatians, chapter 6. As of yesterday morning, I had no idea what I was going to share today. My mind was preoccupied. But after seeing the love of this fellowship and the love of the saints who were there yesterday to bless us, to take care of us, all I could see yesterday was what I'm going to share about today. In the book of Galatians, chapter 6, and in verse 9, please. "And let us not be weary in well-doing, for in due season we shall reap if we faint not. As we have therefore opportunity, let us do good unto all, especially unto them who are of the household of faith." Yesterday I saw this. And the context of this is even greater when you think about it. If you go to verse 6, chapter, the same chapter, verse 6. "Let him that is taught in the word." This is the context of that, what we just read. "Let him that is taught in the word communicate cheerfully unto him that teacheth in all good things." I saw you taking care of me yesterday. I saw this verse live yesterday. To communicate, to share. Yes. And not that I didn't ever see it before, but I saw it on display for everyone to see yesterday. "Let us, as we have opportunity, let us do good unto all, especially unto them that are of the household of faith." As I said in Mom's eulogy yesterday, I wish Mom could have really known, and maybe she did, maybe by the end she did, that the good works were not to try to earn her way into salvation or earn her way into heaven. And the title of this morning is "Get To, Not Have To." The good works that we do, we get to do. We don't have to do, but we get to do. It's an honor. It's a privilege. It's a joy that we get to do. So it was an honor for you to bless me yesterday. Please turn to Matthew. Matthew. Chapter 5, please. Matthew chapter 5. There we go. Matthew chapter 5. Start in verse 14. Jesus Christ just got done telling them that they were the salt of the earth. And in verse 14, "You are the light of the world." And you guys are. "You are the light of the world. A city that is set on a hill cannot be hid. Neither do men light a candle and put it under a bushel, but on a candlestick. And it giveth light unto all that are in the house. Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works. And here's the important part. And glorify your Father which is in heaven. How our good works are a light unto this world. The men will see the good works before they'll see the reason behind them. But they'll see your good works, and then they will glorify your Father which is in heaven. That light that we shine is that offering of service and kindness, and it draws attention unto the good works in such a way that God is glorified. And I saw God glorified so expressly yesterday. And I'm so thankful. Ephesians chapter 2. Ephesians chapter 2. Verse 1. Ephesians. Chapter 2 is right after chapter 1 there. We got it. And you hath he quickened, who were dead in trespasses and sins, wherein time past you walked according to the course of this world, according to the prince of the power of the air, the spirit that now worketh in the children of the disobedience, among whom also we all had our conversation in times past, in the lusts of our flesh, fulfilling the desires of the flesh and of the mind, and were by nature the children of wrath, even as others. But God, who is rich in mercy, for his great love wherewith he loved us, even when we were dead in sins, hath quickened or made alive us together with Christ. By grace you are saved. God couldn't state it more simply. By grace you are saved. And grace isn't earned. It's favor. It's divine favor, and it's unmerited. There's nothing that we did to twist God's arm or to cause him or to make him be favorable towards us. And the favor and the grace wherewith God has blessed us in his Son, Jesus Christ. We're not only favored, the word says in chapter 1 of this epistle, we're highly favored. Highly favored. The same word that God says about Mary. Highly favored among women. Highly favored. This is the grace, the unmerited favor that God has given unto us. By grace you are saved. Verse 6, and hath raised us up together and made us sit together in the heavenly places. Did you catch that? He's quickened us together. He's raised us up together. He's made us sit together. That in the ages to come, he might show the exceeding riches of his grace in his kindness towards us through Christ Jesus. We've got a lot waiting for us. Our future is really, really bright. It's really, in the ages to come, he's going to show the exceeding riches of his grace toward us in Christ Jesus. Verse 8, for by what? Grace are you saved through faith, and that not of yourselves. It is the gift of God. It's a gift. It's a gift. It's not earned. And I know in our culture today, you know, if you're good, you get on the good list. And there's many Christians today, if you do good, you get good. You do bad, you get bad. This is grace. This is grace. And you know, in the Old Testament, God clearly says, he says, I'm going to be gracious to whom I'm gracious. And I'm going to show mercy to whom I show mercy. It's his own decision. It's his own will. It's his own plan. It's purely his. It's his own. We have been graced. Verse 8 again, for by grace are you saved through faith, and that not of yourselves. It is the gift of God. Verse 9, not of works, lest any man should boast. It's not of works. Are good works good? Yes, they are. Are good works important? Yes, they are. Are good works ever going to get you into heaven? No, they won't. Because you know, man, the first thing they would do is say, I got here because of my works. And they would boast. God clearly states, okay, not that any man should boast. Verse 10, for we are his workmanship. We're his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus unto good works, which God hath before ordained that we should walk in them. We are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus, unto good works, which God hath before ordained, prepared, that we should walk in them. So it's not a matter of doing good works to be saved. It's not a matter of doing good works in order to get in good with God. Because in Christ Jesus, we're in good with God. Please turn with me to the book of James. Hebrews, James. Chapter 2. A while back, we did a whole series on James. What a wonderful book. James is that where the rubber meets the road book, where it's the practical living of the beautiful doctrine of Christ. So in chapter 2, verse 14. What does it profit, my brethren, though a man say he hath faith, and have not works? Can faith save him? Oh, this is where the people say, you know, you got to. Verse 15, if a brother or sister be naked or and destitute of daily food, and one of you say unto them, depart in peace, be warmed and filled, notwithstanding you give them not those things which are needful to the body, what doth it profit? Even so, faith, if it hath not works, is dead, being alone. Yea, a man may say, thou hast faith, and I have works. Show me thy faith without works, and I'll show thee my faith by my works. The faith y'all had in Jesus Christ was on display yesterday. It was on display. It was on display for people to see how good a God we have. It was by the light that we have from within, the light of Christ in us shining, showing those good works, that people would glorify our God, our Heavenly Father, which is in heaven. I know there are some people that were present yesterday that have openly disputed with me about the existence of God and the necessity of Christ and the importance of the things of the world. But what they saw yesterday might have cracked that hard shell on their heart, for they saw the goodness of our God in the good works of the church. And I am so proud to be a part of this fellowship with you. What a huge, huge blessing. We'll close. It's a quick teaching this morning. I gypped you. First Peter, chapter 2. First Peter, chapter 2, and in verse 12. Have your conversation honest among the Gentiles, that whereas they speak evil against you as evildoers, they may by your good works, which they shall behold, glorify God in the day of visitation. Glorify God when God graciously visits them through the gospel on the lips of those who believe, introduces them to the knowledge of Christ. That's what good works do. That's what good works do. Going back to Matthew chapter 5, let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your God, your Father, which is in heaven. And here, that they may, your good works, which they shall behold, glorify God when they understand what a good God he is, what a saving God he is, what a delivering God he is, when the gospel visits them in the heart. And just a profound thank you to you all. It was glorious to behold. And we can all say to that, thank you and amen.